Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Big busts.
With the first pick, the Oakland Raiders select quarterback Jamarcus Russell, LSU.
And high value picks.
With the 262nd pick in the 2022 NFL draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Brock Purdy, a quarterback from Iowa State.
This is a draft week edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Brought to you by A&E Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Get $2,000 off a new energy efficient system now through May 31st. Call or visit aeheatingandcooling.com.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080. The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube.
It's so deep. It's so long.
That it is, Joe Freeman. That it is. Speaking of Brock Purdy, we're ready for him to make $50 million a year.
Ooh. 50? Where are you seeing that number?
50 million!
We'll see about that.
Mike Silver had the report yesterday. They're getting closer to a deal, and it's going to be north of $50 million a year.
Cool. Make a big mistake. Sign me up. Can't wait to hear about it. It's not Brock's fault when they don't have any talent around him.
I love the Niners dragging their feet on other contracts, too. They haven't signed George Kittle yet, who's not going to show up to offseason workouts, which I get. He's up there in age, but he's got one more year on his deal left. You could have locked him in probably at the beginning of the offseason, and now it's going to cost them more because there's another tight end contract out there that's north of what they probably would have had to pay him on a restructured deal. So,
yeah,
I digress. We got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. Mail sack coming up here in about 10 minutes from now. 503-864-6326.
I got audio of the Shining Twins in Australia.
The Shining Twins have shown up in Australia. Let's get to this, though. First off, thanks to one of our P1s, Harley, who reminded me that we did a, I don't even remember what it was called, but we did like a show at a building over here this summer. Remember, and our good buddy Lockie Lockerson, Ken Barkley, made fun of it. What was the name of that?
The ABC 123 event.
Yes.
Right?
That one. Whatever we were there for doing a live show.
We didn't
show.
Need to be there.
No.
PDX XYZ or something like
sure.
that.
Sure.
ABC 123.
ABC 123. Easy as. And
we didn't need to be there. It didn't even start till 9.
The only thing I remember from that was our buddy Ken Barkley coming on and just making fun of it while the speakers were playing and everybody was showing up. Like, we were just looking around like, dude, you got to please stop. Please stop.
Actually, everybody's laughing. I thought it was funny.
Looking at us right now. I had forgotten one of the people that was at that event that we almost interviewed on the show.
No, we didn't. He was never available. We were lied to.
Nico Harrison.
We were given a list of 5 people in sports. And sports business. Choose is what we were told in an email. Choose who you'd like to talk to. And every show was like, Nico Harrison?
Yeah, he was kind of the only one of relevance.
And then nobody got any guests.
We didn't get Nico Harrison.
So we were live at ABC 123, and we were provided no guests.
He was given good business insight on how to handle your employees, how to run a good organization, foster a good culture.
He was coming off of a finals appearance, so
he was riding high. He was a respected man in the sports world.
Yeah.
And now, many months later, this is what it's turned into.
I didn't know that Luka was important to the fan base. I didn't quite know it to what level, but really the way we looked at it is, you know, if you're putting a team on the floor that's Kyrie, Clay, PJ, Anthony Davis, and Lively, we feel that's a championship caliber team, and we would have been winning at a high level, and that would have quieted some of the outrage. And so unfortunately we weren't able to do that, so it just continued to, you know, go on and on.
Is he lying or is he stupid? Because it can't be either. It has to be one or the other. About Luke knowing, I knew Luka was important to the fan base. I didn't know he was that important. That's either a lie or he's the dumbest person on the planet.
I think he's that tone deaf.
No, I
there's no middle ground there.
You cannot have had the career as a sports individual that he's had and be stupid. You cannot have run Nike and been one of the more influential shoe executives that has all these great relationships that you then parlay into one of the only 30 general manager jobs.
Not a lot of those out there.
And be stupid. But then I watched him trade Luka for that and thought, that's pretty stupid.
That's a pretty stupid trade.
Then I watched him do a press conference, and then I watched him, well, I didn't watch him. I heard that he did a non-filmed press conference, and then I heard him watched him again on a real press conference, and he is just batting 0-for-3 at this point, and I'm now like, he's either leaning into his lie, or he is stupid.
Like, did he just, was he one of those guys that just somehow lucked his way into certain jobs over the years?
I mean,
it's hard to compute in my head.
I remember being a kid and I'd look at people in their cars as a child in the back seat and look at adults and be like, oh man, I can't wait to be that old and that smart.
Guy's got it all figured out.
And now I'm an adult who's almost 40 and I'm just realizing watching those same cars drive past me, there's a lot of stupid people. And sometimes the stupid people end up going very far in life basically because they know somebody.
He was also the guy who presented to Steph Curry at Nike and called him Seth, and the video was made for Kevin Durant. He was the guy that did that presentation for Nike.
Well, he was in charge of the presentation. Look.
We've had listeners who say Tiger now disowns him.
Who?
Tiger.
Tiger. Oh, Tiger.
Tiger is just, we're disowning this guy.
How? How are you in Dallas running the franchise and you didn't know?
He's one of the biggest faces of the league, let alone in his own market. This isn't just...
Told him that from Portland, I've only been to Dallas like once. I could have told him this over the phone. Don't do it, man. He is everything to that fan base. Well, I got to do it, Brandon. He likes to hookah and drink booze. All right, if you're going to do it in the summer. After you sign the deal,
field all the good offers.
And then take every phone call you can. Don't just limit it to one team in the West that you're going to play now for the next 12 years of that guy's career. I can't, Brandon. Rob and me are friends. And I really believe Anthony Davis and PJ Washington and Klay Thompson at 35 are going to win the championship.
Somebody asked him yesterday, when you keep saying defense wins championships, you realize the Nuggets won it 2 years ago and they were the 15th ranked defense in the NBA because they had a star player who was lead offensively one of the time.
He was asked flat out, like, why should you not be fired?
Yeah, and he was like, well,
that's
look at my track record.
That's a question to ask a guy. And I give him credit for this. At least he's not like, he's
how
not dehumanizing
you?
These people. He takes the question, he answers it. You don't have to like his answers. They're certainly bad, but man. I don't know if it could have gone worse. And then Charles Barkley gets on TV. Charles Barkley, who is not afraid to say anything, is friends with Nico, has known
friends.
Nico for years because of Nike, and just like openly pleads with him.
Listen, man, I consider you a friend of mine, Nico Harrison. I consider you a friend of mine. I wish you nothing but the best. I thought you did a good job last year with the Mavs, and obviously whatever happened this year is didn't work out. Man, don't do no more press conferences. Like, I don't even know what you're doing. I really don't. Like, I got sympathy and love for you, but I have zero idea what you're trying to do. This war is over, brother. You're taking the L. I hope you keep your job. I hope that team get healthy, but man, don't do any more interviews.
The other part of it with the Nico interviews, because I watched a lot of it yesterday. How could you not?
You read the Tim McMahon piece at ESPN?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It just...
He wasn't sure if he was going to resign with the Supermax?
It just is so dumb. I mean, he was, of course, going to resign. He threw his phone when he... broke his phone when he found out he was traded away from Dallas. He threw it against a wall.
It's just insane.
The other part of it, too, and this is a very cosmetic thing or, you know, surface-level thing... There's an aspect of when you're not a very confident public speaker and you've made a bad decision, it's a double negative. Like, at least if he comes out and is kind of brash and arrogant about it, it doesn't make the trade any better. Like, we dealt with that with Neil O'Shea, where he always seemed like he was the smartest guy in the room and always thought he was the smartest guy in the room, and we knew that he never was. But it makes it even worse that he's shy, he's reserved.
He's very quiet.
He's almost like questioning himself in his own answers. Like, do you even believe the words that are coming out of your mouth right now? At least if I'm a Mavs fan, look, you made the worst trade we're ever going to see probably in the history of the NBA. But can you at least give me a little confidence and a little bravado in your answers? You get none of that. It just, for Mavs fans who were hoping the nightmare would end, It doesn't. You first had the closed door thing that the owner made him do, where only select media members were allowed in the room. No cameras, no recording devices. You can only transcribe what I'm going to say. And now we get this end of season press conference. They lose in the 10 seed game, or the 8 seed game, I should say.
Yeah.
And this is how your season ends.
Well, this is just like, if you go read this piece by Tim McMahon at ESPN.com, it not only highlights how they got to this place of trading Luka, and that obviously is involving agents and representation and dysfunction in that relationship. Their entire organization, seemingly with this piece, tells me they're horribly run.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a medical staff situation.
It's not good.
They misdiagnosed Derek Lively. They lost him for the season. They fired a longtime Maverick employee, which then alienated away Dirk Nowitzki. It's like, Dirk? You lost Dirk?
If you lose the guy who's got a statue in front of the building, you've done something wrong.
I don't know what to make of it. It's crazy to see how, as bad as we might think things can feel here, and I know they've had more success recently, there's nothing about Dallas that makes you feel hopeful.
Well, defense wins championships, you idiot.
Right, and I'm sure next year when Kyrie comes back late, part of the season,
with
by the
12
way.
12 games to go in the regular season.
If he is back by that point. Because he's not going to be back for most of the season.
No, he's not.
So what are you doing? Anthony Davis, we need you to stay healthy for 68 games straight.
That usually ends up well.
And then if that doesn't work,
that goes well.
Klay Thompson, can you save us? PJ Washington, line two.
Yeah.
Hey, Daniel Gafford, are you good? I don't understand it. It just doesn't make any sense. He is the reason that us in the media and every sports fan that exists tells themselves on the couch, I could do that job.
I could do that job.
Because
that guy has this job, I could do the job.
Everybody,
if he has it, I could do it.
Would have given Luka that contract.
Yes.
And if you would have even thought internally, because you see how it really is.
Hey, let's shop him this offseason.
Yeah.
See what we can get.
Right. You are at least opening up all the lines.
Not identifying an aging star who can't stay healthy to pair with another aging star and saying defense wins championships.
And sending him to your own conference.
Buddy. A little bit of news here before we go to the mail sack.
Ooh, hey.
Ooh, love it.
Hey.
Look at us. All this breaking news lately. It has been announced that indeed he will make his return tonight. He has risen.
Yeah.
Damian Lillard's in the lineup for game two for the Bucks.
Dame Dollar.
Just in time.
About to whoop the most overrated player according to a player poll via The Athletic's ass tonight.
Talk about Tyrese the way you sound making you think you're overrated. The way Halliburton talks. He's overrated. And it's going to be fireworks. They seem to genuinely not like each other. That should be fun tonight.
I mean, when Dame acts like that, when you see that video, there's something that was said.
Something brewing there.
Dame doesn't do that very often.
Does not. Tonight, Dame is back. Game two against the Pacers. That, I believe, is your... And I'm glad that one's on NBA TV, because we all want to watch Memphis, Oklahoma City on TNT instead. let's get to the mail sack. Your questions, welcome. 503-864-6326. We'll get to them next on The Fan.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, we had a trade in college football. Maybe we'll get to that at some point.
I mean, just...
Where are we at now? Well, we're trading players. Kind of. Not really, but kind of, yeah.
Does anybody care if whose player that played for the program goes to the NFL?
No.
You guys are claiming Bo Nix. He played at Auburn for 4 years. All of it's dumb.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Everything sucks. Life's over. End it. Let's get to
the
mail
sack. It's stupid.
It's stupid.
Your team's good. If your team's not good, it's really stupid.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. My team's good, so I think it's pretty cool. I'm going to keep riding this high.
Okay.
Right. Let's get to the mail sack, shall we? See what we got today in the old sack. Mail sack question. Do you count the MLS as a major North American sport, or are they not there yet?
No. Minor league.
No, they're not there yet.
Why did that take you so long to respond? You actually watch soccer. This is a minor league league.
They're not there yet.
No, they're not there yet. Close. They've grown a ton in popularity, but not
to a major sport.
I don't call
it minor league, though. That you won't. That's different. They're not at the level of the core four, but I don't consider it minor league.
Triple A baseball.
No,
you're comping it to what? You're saying it's its own thing then? Because soccer players internationally don't view it as a major league.
Well, it's not one of the top leagues in the country. In the world.
Is it even top three in the world?
No, it's not top three.
It's jokingly written about in television shows as where the old premier players go make a ton of money and kick our ass because they're old. So what's your definition of...
It's not minor league. Not the way that it's run. That has a different connotation to it.
Yeah, I would say I think the metric that I would look at to becoming a major sport or one of the big time sports is how often you're discussed in the lexicon of sports media conversations. And I think there's a big argument that hockey's not even there in this country. If you're in a hockey market, it is. But if you're not in a hockey market, you're going up against the NBA playoffs. More people were watching Nuggets versus Clippers last night, and that's going to dominate conversations today because it was a big game, and it's just you're not quite to that level yet, and the MLS is certainly behind the National Hockey League. So, no, you're not there yet. Mailsack question, in honor of WrestleMania this last weekend, who are your top three wrestlers, tag teams of all time?
Tag teams, that's a good one. Mine aren't going to be ones that had the ultimate success. So I got to go the Road Dogg, Jesse James.
The Road Dogg.
With the badass Billy Gunn, okay? The New Age Outlaws, because I just really enjoyed their intro every time, even though I didn't really aesthetically enjoy watching them wrestle that much.
No, not at all.
I got to go Harlem Heat. I mean, just all-time intro music in WCW. Yes, yes. No. Booker T spinning his ass up
Booker
off the
T
mat.
Was pretty good.
So good. I got to think of my third one here. Give me a minute. I want
my top three wrestlers.
One.
I'm going to go with Undertaker was always number one for me.
He said tag team.
I know. I'm not doing tag teams. I can't tell you that many tag teams. I don't remember wrestling that vividly, but I can tell you my top three wrestlers. Okay. Undertaker, number one, clear and cut. Just all time great. The music, the darkness, the lightning. I mean, just perfect.
You could say when him and Kane partnered,
they were a tag team for a little bit.
Tag team matches.
Kane had his moments. He's his brother. He can't talk. He's got a mask on, and then the mask comes off. Kind of a weird storyline. But Undertaker number one. Stone Cold pounding beers to John 3:16 T-shirts. Just all time. Stone Cold in his jean shorts. Big Stone Cold guy. And then randomly, I'm going to give you an outlier there at number three because there's a handful of guys you can go with. I was always randomly a Sting guy.
Is like the WCW Sting or like the WWF
Sting? WWF Sting. I was a WWF Sting guy.
So like the frosted blonde hair with the, okay.
Yeah, I was a big Sting guy when I was a kid. Those are my top three wrestlers.
Tag team.
I wasn't quite, I mean, the Hogan
I mean,
stuff
the Dudley
I always
boys,
remember. But
the Dudley Boys are probably also in my top.
Dudley
I'm
boys
going for
are
entertainment
good.
Purposes. You okay. can give me success, whatever that is.
Yeah, I don't know what success is.
I do find conversations on sports radio about WrestleMania fascinating.
It's going on, man. When you have a partnership, you're going to talk about it. That's, I guess, the benefit. ESPN has talked more about WrestleMania this week than the Stanley Cup playoffs, which is, not lovely to my ears,
they
but
were doing
to some,
post,
it is.
They were doing post-WrestleMania match press conferences.
They were press conferences. Breaking it down, who won the title, the belt, who's got the belt, it's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Mailsack, would you rather take a dump on a toilet that's too small or take a dump on a toilet that's so tall that your feet don't touch the ground? I'm about 6 feet in my old apartment. I had a toilet where my feet barely touched the ground, and I absolutely hated it. To be 6 foot and not have your feet touch the ground with a toilet,
that's a big throne.
That's a big toilet. I would much rather, though, have too big of a toilet than too small of a toilet.
Yeah, too big versus too small.
Look, there's many places where my feet don't touch the ground.
Get a footstool or something like that.
You get a squatty potty. Put your feet up on the squatty potty. You'll be okay.
But too small is horrible.
Too small, not being able to fit. It's just, it's uncomfortable. It's tight. It's awkward. Nobody wants to deal with that. Mail sack question. What is the best, most non-traditional or out-of-shape starting five you can make? I'm assuming this means NBA if it's starting five.
Most
non-traditional, out-of-shape starting five in the NBA. I mean, Jokic is in there. He's just a non-traditional body weight. but he's shockingly athletic.
Oliver
you think he's
Miller?
Out of shape? Wouldn't say out of shape, but I would say
he's
non-traditional.
They mean like guys playing right now or like all time?
All time. He's all
Oliver
time.
Miller's on that list for okay. me.
Oliver Miller's there.
James Harden trying to get out of Houston is on this list.
Fat bodysuit James Harden, certainly. A guy who was demanding a trade and they wouldn't trade him. He said, well, I'm just going to get really fat then. See what you do.
Shaq in Phoenix.
Phoenix, Shaq. I mean, Zion is this. Zion when he's healthy, is a dominant player. He just can't stay healthy because he's out of shape.
Would you trade for him?
Yes, I would in a heartbeat.
Still, you're still pro-Zion, huh?
Pro-Zion in a heartbeat.
I am out on that.
Especially with the 14th overall pick in the NBA draft loading in a couple of weeks.
I'm out. If that's all it takes, then I'm in.
Sure, yeah.
It's that and like two more picks and another player.
I mean, if you can be the 11th seed in the West, why not be the 11th seed in the West next
year? Career spotting up in the corner, Dennis Scott.
I'd add Charles Barkley to that, too.
Barkley? Yeah, Barkley's pretty good.
It was not amazing.
It's a pretty good one. Mail sack question, Dirt. My wife wants to know why I keep going around the house the last couple of weeks yelling pimento cheese. Well, I mean, because it's a delightful sandwich, and it's the best tournament on earth. That's why.
Killer mayonnaise, too, right, Swag?
Pimento cheese! Mail sack question. Would mayo Swag man. Ever, speaking of mayo, would Swag ever go to the Mayo Clinic for healthcare?
Sure.
Okay. Just wondering
where
the
mayo now.
Wondering where the mayo cuts off.
Why? Well, apparently he doesn't even know because he likes it.
Mail sack question. Couple weeks late, but what would your Masters Champions dinner menu be? I get this one a lot.
Yeah, this is a pretty common one.
I'd go. I mean, some sort of. I'd go tomahawk steak, probably. Each getting their own. Gary Player finished that damn thing, you old bastard. Let's see. You got to go some sort of vegetable. I'd probably go with, you can tell me however you want to cook it, some form of I'm a big asparagus guy. I love me some asparagus.
Love grilled asparagus.
Love grilled asparagus. Maybe a mac and cheese side because that's weigh everybody down week of the tournament. Appetizers, give me some fried calamari. I know none of this goes together. I don't care. It's my Master's menu. I love fried calamari. It's probably my favorite appetizer. And then some sort of chocolate thing for dessert.
I'm probably going a strawberry shortcake with a vanilla custard
Ooh.
With it
Ooh.
For the dessert. You got to have veggies on there. I mean, it's mashed potatoes. So definitely put some mashed potatoes on that plate.
Mashed potatoes!
I'd be torn on the protein here. I don't think I'd do chicken, but man, fried chicken would be amazing.
Fried chicken's pretty good.
Fried chicken's pretty good.
Bubba Watson has the worst menu of all time. Bubba Watson,
not even close.
I think legitimately just did like
he did it twice.
Grilled chicken breast. It's like what?
I think he did the same menu the second time.
Just pop it out of the bag, throw it on the grill. We even seasoning that thing as a certain kind of guy. I was just like grilled chicken breast.
I would do fried chicken. I'm doing mashed potatoes. I'm doing. A real southern biscuit of some sort, since I'm in Georgia.
Well, I like a good biscuit.
And then maybe I alter my strawberry sundae to like a Georgia
peach cobbler or something.
Kind of cobbler with vanilla custard.
Okay, that's not bad. Not a bad menu.
I would have some version of surf and turf.
Oh, and an Arnold Palmer to drink. We got to pay respects to Arnie.
Arnie Parmes?
Yeah, Arnie Parmes.
Yeah, some version of surf and turf steak and probably scallops would be my surf.
Now, what cut of steak are we going with? You can't just say steak. What are we going
probably, with? Probably, I would probably do a center cut ribeye. I wouldn't do the full tomahawk. I'd probably do a center cut ribeye.
Wouldn't want the fatty part on there?
A little bit.
I want to see Craig Stadler in there eating it off the bone, you know, picking that thing up at the end. He's the only one that finishes. Yeah. Craig, calm down, man. Jesus.
And then some sort of seared scallop, maybe a citrus butter to go with it. And then probably appetizers. Probably some sort of like crab cake, something seafoody.
Oh, I didn't even think of appetizers.
Yeah, you gotta have an appetizer.
Deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs are good. I love deviled eggs.
God, I would I do
onion rings and deviled eggs.
Oh, it's good. It's right up my
dude. I think I got a killer meal.
That's a good.
I do a
good
traditional
meal.
Spinach salad with warm bacon dressing, mushrooms, red onion, hard boiled eggs.
No, yeah.
We do that. Grilled asparagus. Love grilled asparagus. I would do roasted red potatoes.
How many things are on your menu?
It's a long menu
just
now.
Yeah.
And then, seven courses here.
And then I would have tiramisu for dessert.
Tiramisu. Oh,
coffee dessert.
Ooh. A couple more quick ones. Mail sack, if someone's buying you lunch, something like a sandwich place, and you aren't able to order there, do you get something basic because they're ordering for you, or do you go fully customized order?
You can't get something there.
So essentially somebody's saying, hey, I'm running to a place to get lunch. It's a sandwich shop. What do you want? Do you like write down, make sure it's pickles, no banana peppers, please put tomatoes. I want salt and pepper.
Oh, maybe
like you go a full descript menu order. Or you just say, give me the turkey sandwich.
Give me the closest thing to what an Italian sandwich that they have. Yeah. And I'll take anything that's on it.
Make it easy for them. Same thing with coffee orders. Don't make me remember a 17-word coffee
order. Vanilla latte. No. Make it super easy. I just want the
caramel mocha. You want Americano. What do you want?
Right. If I can't look on the menu to see if there's something, I'll probably pass at that point.
Not just like a turkey sandwich?
Damn, really?
I'm stick mayonnaise on it. Don't like tomatoes on my sandwich.
But I'll put mayonnaise on it.
I'm very particular about...
If it's at Subway, like if you're going to any sort of Jersey Mike, Subway, any like think of any sandwich shop, any sort of chain, there's a sandwich in your head that comes without mayonnaise.
Yeah, but what else is on it? I hate pickles. I hate tomatoes on my sandwich.
You can't pick those off?
I pickles infect the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah, with the brine. It's awful.
Yeah, but you had mayonnaise and you liked it.
No, I didn't.
You did.
You did. You liked the pimento cheese. Don't backpedal here on that. We watched it.
One more quick one, ma'am. Most dangerous sport to be a referee in after watching some playoff hockey. It's hard for me to not pick them. Middle judge on an NFL field, home plate umpire, or soccer because of the psycho fan.
No, it's hockey. Baseball.
The baseball?
Dude, I just watched an ump take a 105-mile-an-hour ball that was batted right to the head. I don't know how he didn't die.
Yeah, behind home plate?
No, first base.
First baseman? Or first baseline?
Just those things are going at 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, they are.
And they have, like, don't the referees in hockey have helmets?
They do have helmets.
They do.
There's talk now in MLB because this has happened a couple times this season that they might start wearing what the base coaches wear.
I mean, it makes sense to put a little helmet on them.
They have nothing.
Give them the John Olerud.
Something.
Give him something,
dude,
to protect him.
Should see that hit. He took it bad to the head.
There you go. There's your mail sack every Tuesday at 8:15. Let's get to a couple of notes out of the college football world. We'll get you set for your night in sports, and we'll do it all next.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll get you set for the night in sports. Lots going on tonight again. It's a wonderful time of year.
I got one that I didn't get to.
Yeah.
I forgot to check our Blue Sky account on social media. From one of our listeners who was also looking for name polling to do as well.
Okay.
So maybe I'll put that one up just to the shout out to the listener. He asked, Mailsack, expecting the first kid, what's your best tips for the hospital stay?
Oh, God.
Be ready not to sleep.
Yeah, you're not going to sleep.
That's what I would
say. It's horrible.
It's terrible.
There's no, I don't know if there's any, I mean.
We were there for one night. I don't think we were there for two nights. I think we were there one night.
We might have been there three nights.
Maybe I'm totally misremembering this. I think we were a one-night situation.
It definitely was, because Teddy was born late. He was born at like 11 o'clock. So that night, we were obviously there. No sleep was had.
Be prepared to sleep on a chair night of some sort with an ottoman.
It was funny that I had very different feelings from my wife after he was born, because she was obviously, you know, she went through a lot more than I did. I don't know if you know this, during childbirth, it's much more difficult for them than it is for us. although we do have to sleep on a very uncomfortable couch. Underrated. I could not wait to get home.
Yep.
And I understand the vibe of some people who I've talked to who have had kids say that they desperately wanted to stay because there's people there to help. And if you have questions, and there's nurses, and like, you have no clue what the hell you're doing.
Run him down to the nursery.
Nothing in life prepares you for changing that first diaper when he starts screaming after he's born, especially, or she, after he's, like, you're just, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. This isn't a basketball. It's moving, and it's screaming, and it's tar. I don't know what's happening right now.
The tar is so
bad. Oh, it's so bad. I couldn't wait. I was so aggressive in trying to get out of that hospital. Like, I think you're doing okay, babe. Can you move? Let's take a couple of laps. Can you walk? All right, I'll go get the bag. Let me get the bag. I'll go get the car. I'll get home. I could not wait to get out of it. It is so miserable trying to go to sleep in that place.
I hated it.
So yeah, there's
nothing. I slept an hour, to be honest with you, which is like awful. I'll take sleeping an hour versus having to do what my wife did.
Yeah, no, that's a fair trade off. Fair trade off. Very little sleep had, or you know, having a baby come out of your body. I think I would prefer the very little sleeping, but take some snacks. You know, outside of that.
Yeah, the hospital food's okay.
Hospital food's fine.
I don't
fine.
Mind hospital food.
It's not a lot.
I kind of get excited to go to a cafeteria, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it's a wonderful moment and a horrible moment simultaneously.
Yes.
And so just embrace it. You know, that's kind of all you could do. We had a quarterback trade in college football. Joey Aguilar, who I'd never heard of before. But evidently, he was at Appalachian State, transferred to UCLA in the winter transfer portal. He's going to be UCLA's starting quarterback this year.
Whoops. Not anymore.
Not so fast. Nico Iamaliava transferred from Tennessee to UCLA.
So did the other Iamaliava.
Yeah, the brother Iamaliava.
I didn't know he was in college.
Was committed to UCLA until signing day, flipped to Arkansas at the last second, signed with Arkansas. Now his brother's going to UCLA, and then yesterday he entered the portal and went to UCLA.
Talk about tag teams.
Tag team at UCLA, and Joey Aguilar, who was at UCLA, has now transferred to Tennessee. And I've seen many people make the same, like, wherever the stars align, this is why we need college football scheduling out of thin air. We should be creating the schedule
UCLA,
right
Tennessee.
Now. UCLA, yeah. Tennessee. UCLA at Tennessee. Nico's got to go back.
Has
I need my Luka return game. Yep. I need my LeBron return game. And instead, they'll never play each other. But
would the dad go to the awesome. Game?
Ooh.
I think he would because he'd want to make it about him.
He definitely would.
But also, like,
he definitely would.
It just means more. Like,
yeah, they threw golf balls at Lane Kiffin and mustard bottles.
Yeah.
Head on a swivel there in Knoxville. That's all I'll tell you.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's your college football update. Also, some other dumb stuff going on. But, you know, it's college football. They're always doing dumb stuff.
We can do it tomorrow.
Yeah, we got some more in the notes tomorrow. Let's wrap it up. It's another wonderful night in the world of sports. We'll get you set with your cup check. The NBA playoffs. Dame is returning. If you're just joining us, that's the big news in the NBA world. We'll preview game two of that series. Wrap it up on your Tuesday next on The Fan. Well, the playoffs roll on tonight in the NHL and in the NBA. A total of 7 playoff games tonight. Catch the Fever. It all starts at 3. You get Devils and Hurricanes, game 2 of that series. Carolina pumped them in game 1. It's on ESPN. My Toronto Maple Leafs are on at 4:30 on ESPN2. This is the year. Maple Leafs bring home the cup. You heard it here first.
You're telling me all these games. I have no idea which team's the better team.
Well, the Hurricanes are better than the Devils. They should win that series easily. They won game 1 easily.
Okay.
The Maple Leafs killed Ottawa in game 1.
Okay.
They should run away with that series, but, you know, it's Toronto, and they usually do stupid things come playoff time.
Right.
Tampa and Florida, they play game 1 tonight. They haven't even started their series. Game 1, the Battle of Florida, tonight at 5:30. They have, I believe, very similar records on the season.
Yeah,
should
that
be a tight, even
that
series.
Should be a long series.
Should be a 7-gamer. And then Vegas and Minnesota. Vegas killed them in game 1. They should probably run away with that series as well.
Is Vegas looking to get their second cup in like 5 years?
They got a great chance at it, man. They're a wagon again this year. So those are your 4 games in the Stanley Cup playoffs for your hashtag cup check for tonight. The big news in the NBA, well, you kind of get twofold. OKC Memphis, just nobody cares. I'm going to go ahead and bet the -14.5 because why not? You get Lakers and T-Wolves as the nightcap on TNT. Should be a better game, I would imagine. Minnesota's not going to shoot 50% from 3 again. See what kind of response the Lakers have to not fall down 0-2 at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then Milwaukee looking to, again, save face after the way they played in game 1. Finally getting Dame and Giannis healthy for a playoff game for the first time, right? Together? Because Giannis missed, I believe, the entire playoffs last year.
Yeah, because Dame, they won it. They lost in 6, and I know Dame played in a couple of those games.
But I don't think Giannis played in any, right? If I remember correctly?
Don't believe so.
For the first time in the very short Dame Giannis era, we get them in a playoff game together.
I just want to see if Dame's going to have a little bit of that old school Blazer Dame Russell Westbrook Thunder series Dame.
You very well could.
Because Halliburton looked like he had drove him to that point. Took him to a dark place during the end of that game.
They were chirping. That was an ugly game, and I'm sure Milwaukee was embarrassed by the way that they played. Having him back in the lineup, we'll see. I mean, it depends on how effective he's going to be, but he's been ramping up activities for a while. It seems like it's like a modern, you know, medicine miracle based on the way that people are talking about this blood clot stuff getting identified, cleared out, and cleared. Usually these things, when they happen, you're shut down for a year, you know, not a year, but for whatever the rest of the season is. And that was the thought when he went down, was this is going to end his season potentially, and it might be the end. Now, they could still lose. Maybe he doesn't play well. He's been rusty. Whatever. Maybe Indiana still wins the series, and it is the end in Milwaukee. But it at least gives them a... I don't know what the line moved. Right now, Indiana's favored by 4.5. I'm not sure how much it moved based on this news. It gives them at least a puncher's chance in my head of Milwaukee can win this series now.
Yeah.
Not going a long run because the rest of the roster's got issues.
If he's not too out of shape, and that's the thing, is basketball shape,
yes.
What's he going to look like? But again, we've seen a very hyper-motivated Dame before be able to do things that are just remarkable. I'm not ready to eliminate that possibility for him today.
Yeah, should be fun. That one's on NBA TV, and we get Lakers, T-Wolves. Do we get a tied series there? Does Anthony Edwards and the T-Wolves do it again?
I don't know, man. The Lakers got to play defense. You can't leave shooters open the way that they did. And I know people have been talking about LeBron and Father Time. He wasn't spectacular in that game one. So
the question is, do McDaniels and Reed fire threes at that
rate?
Does
Austin Reeves do something? I mean, that'd be nice.
He's supposed to be number three.
Yeah, he borders on a number two at times when LeBron can look old. So Luka, I would imagine, shows up. We'll see what adjustments JJ makes, how much their effort improves defensively. I mean, to think that McDaniels and Reed are going to...
Not going to happen. They're not going to shoot 50%. They're not doing that again.
But it might be
and like, Edwards could play better.
It might be like the Clippers. The Harden numbers go down, dipped, but yep. Kawhi's go up.
He has an unbelievable game.
Maybe Reed McDaniels go down and Ants go up.
Because he was fine. I mean, he was good in game one, but he wasn't dominant by any stretch. And part of that was by defensive design by LA.
Yeah.
Be curious to see how that plays out. That should be a fun one tonight, 7 o'clock. The playoffs are here. It's that time. Every night you go home, it's just like, oh, 10 games I got to watch tonight. It's going to be awesome. Another great night, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. And that will do it for us. We went to Seattle for the Daily Ticker. Ian Furness joined us to talk a little Seahawks draft plans, NBA expansion, and a little bit of Kraken as well. So you can go catch that, 1080thefan.com, at Thurton Sprague, and at 1080thefan. Tomorrow, Sam Morrill, comedian, is going to join us.
Yeah, he's a up-and-coming comedian who's been in the scene for a minute. He's got some really great stand-up that you can go find on YouTube and all the streamers. And he'll be in Portland in early May. He's a diehard Knicks fan, so we can talk a lot of sports with him tomorrow.
It'll be fun to have him on tomorrow. Thanks, everybody, for watching on YouTube. Like the video, subscribe to the channel. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Calling us next, listening to 1080 The Fan.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mysteries Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.